Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The national meningitis outbreak that has now sickened 250 people and killed 19 is rippling through hospitals and doctors' offices as many people question whether the drugs they receive are safe. Investigators have tied the outbreak to at least one pain-killing injectable steroid from the Framingham-based New England Compounding Center. It does not appear any patients in Massachusetts receive the tainted medication. For a look at how doctors and patients are handling the outbreak, we turn this morning to Dr. Padma Galore. She's Director of Inpatient Pain Services at the Massachusetts General Hospital Anesthesia, Critical Care, and Center for Pain Medication. Doctor, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Doctor, what are patients saying to you about the outbreak? Are they concerns? Are they raising concerns about the safety of treatments?
They're definitely concerned. Patients who have received a treatment especially are concerned given the national level of this outbreak. They do call us. They express their concern. And we are quick to reassure them. Thankfully, we have not been using any of the contaminated steroid from that particular facility. We don't purchase it. So we're able to give them some quick reassurance. Other hospitals are doing the same as best as they can.
Well, what about you? Has the outbreak raised questions for you about the safety of some of these medications, especially from compounding pharmacies? When you pick up a vial that you're about to inject in a patient seeking relief from pain, do you do a double take of that vial now?
I must admit, we've always, as part of the process, we do check the vial of medication before we administer the drug, and this was well before this. This is part of our universal, check that we do before any procedure. We check the expiration date that is put on the drug. We look at the particulate matter in there. But again, those are checks that work if the process before has been meticulous in the preparation of that vial. We rely on the information printed on the label.
So in some ways, you're at the mercy of the system.
We are. Unfortunately, there's no test that you can perform on site in a time-efficient manner that would assure us that drug was completely safe.
In terms of who supplies you with the drugs that you do use, is it necessary to use compounding pharmacies? Are compounding pharmacies sometimes the only places where you can get particular drugs?
That is correct. I mean, while we have a lot that is manufactured, there are certain dosages and certain strengths, to provide optimal patient care that are not available on the open market and do require some compounding to give patients the best care we can.
Do you think that federal and state regulators have done enough to ensure the safety of these medications?
Well, hindsight is 2020. At this point, I would say obviously more needs to be done and more regulations need to be in place to allow the authorities to, inspect and ensure the safety of our population.
And lastly, Dr. Galore, let me ask you this question. Have any patients canceled their appointments because of this? Has anybody said, I think I'll skip that pain injection this time around?
I have to admit, I've been pleasantly surprised by the fact that our patients have shown a lot of confidence in the care that we deliver and our, focus on patient safety. I've had patients come, almost all of them have asked us about this, but they have gone through with their procedures. They're in pain. They recognize their need for help. These injections do help. They're looking to be functional in life. I'm sure there are concerns, but no, I would say at this point we have not seen any significant change in the in our practice.
Dr. Padma Galore, in charge of inpatient pain services at Mass General Hospital, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.